For the past 25 years, successive governments have been borrowing without paying back. The deficits created will be a burden of future generations, and this does not augur well for development. The board chairman of the Institute of Economic Affairs, Dr. Charles Mensah, made this known at the launch of the Institute's Silver Jubilee in Accra. Another report by Joyce Chechi.
The board chairman of IEA, Dr. Charles Mensah, traced the genesis of the institute and talked about the contribution of think tanks in developed countries and what the IEA has achieved on the economy. He said the policies are not the issue, but altering them without addressing the problems of institutional structures. Dr. Mensah said political leaders will continue to create deficits by borrowing without paying, since addressing the issue will cost them votes.
For 25 years, every government creates a deficit, borrow and move on. And then look at the debt. Every year we borrow. Now, what do we use the money for? Some say we use it to support the currency. If your economy cannot support your currency, it doesn't matter how much you throw money to it, it will not hold.
Dr. Mensah criticized Ghana's exportation of raw materials for value to be added abroad and brought back into the country. He said this does not promote development. The next 5 years of the institute, Dr. Mensah said, will be how to build an industrial economy.
One of the things that we're going to focus on at the institute for the next 5 years or so is how do we build an industrial economy? How do we move away from the colonial nature of our economy into a developed industrial society for the next generation? That's one thing that is going to occupy the minds of the scholars.
Tribute was paid to all those who have contributed to the development of IEA since its inception.